Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine-Nar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Nuclear War, a scenario by Annie Jacobson, presents a meticulously reported, moment-by-moment depiction of how a nuclear exchange could begin and how quickly it could escalate beyond human control. Known for investigative nonfiction, Jacobson draws on publicly available information and expert interviews she has discussed in media coverage to build a plausible chain of events involving early warning systems, national command authorities, military protocols, and the extreme time pressure that defines nuclear decision-making. Rather than arguing abstractly about deterrence, the book focuses on process, who gets notified, what options exist, what can be verified, and what cannot, all while minutes disappear. The result is a high-intensity narrative that functions like a systems tour of nuclear risk, showing how technological limits, organizational incentives, and geopolitical uncertainty can collide. It is written to be accessible to general readers while still engaging those who follow security policy, making the stakes of nuclear posture and preparedness feel immediate and concrete. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the tyranny of minutes in nuclear decision-making, a central theme, is how nuclear command decisions occur under extreme time compression. The book illustrates that leaders may have only minutes to interpret warning data, consult advisors, and choose among pre-planned response options. This time, pressure is not an accident but a feature of force postures designed to deter a first strike by ensuring a credible ability to retaliate. Jacobson explores how compressed timelines shape behavior, decision-makers lean on checklists, rehearsed procedures, and limited menus of options because there is no time for bespoke strategy. She also highlights the difference between information and certainty. Early warning systems can detect launches, but they cannot easily reveal intent, confirm targets, or rule out deception. Under these conditions, even rational actors may act on worst-case assumptions. The scenario framing helps readers understand that the most consequential choices in human history might be made with incomplete data and intense psychological stress. By focusing on process over ideology, the book clarifies why reducing decision time, improving communication, and building verification capacity are not just technical preferences, but potentially life-saving reforms. Secondly, how sensors, software, and human judgment can misread reality. The book examines the chain from detection to interpretation, emphasizing that nuclear risk is partly a systems engineering problem. Space-based sensors, radar networks, and command and control software are built to function under attack, yet they remain vulnerable to ambiguity, malfunction, and misclassification. Jacobson's reporting foregrounds the messy interface between machines and people. Algorithms can flag anomalies, operators must interpret patterns, and commanders must decide what constitutes a confirmed attack. This is where false alarms, miscommunication, and cognitive bias become strategic hazards. The scenario approach shows that a single erroneous input does not automatically cause catastrophe, but it can push organizations into irreversible sequences, especially when doctrine encourages rapid action. The book also conveys that adversaries understand these pressures and may exploit them through conventional strikes, cyber operations, or deliberate signaling that blurs the line between nuclear and non-nuclear events. Readers come away with a clearer view of why modernization debates are not only about faster or more accurate weapons, but about reliability, resilience, and the ability to prevent misinterpretation when the cost of a mistake is existential. Thirdly, escalation dynamics and the difficulty of stopping once it starts, Jacobson's scenario underscores escalation as a dynamic process rather than a single decision. Even if an initial strike is limited, subsequent moves are shaped by fear of follow-on attacks, uncertainty about surviving forces, and the perceived need to restore deterrence credibility. The book explains how command authorities may feel compelled to respond quickly to avoid losing assets on the ground or at sea, and how retaliation plans can be tightly coupled to assumptions about what the adversary will do next. This coupling makes de-escalation hard because both sides may interpret restraint as weakness or as preparation for a larger blow. The narrative also conveys how conventional attacks, leadership decapitation fears, and disrupted communications can accelerate escalation by reducing the ability to clarify intent. A key contribution is making the logic legible to non-specialists. Escalation is not always driven by malice, but by organizational momentum and mutual suspicion under severe uncertainty. By depicting how fast events can outpace diplomacy, the book invites readers to consider policies that create off-ramps, increase crisis communication channels, and reduce incentives for immediate launch decisions. Fourthly, civil defense realities and the human consequences beyond blast effects. Rather than treating nuclear war as an abstract exchange of megatons, the book forces attention onto human outcomes and societal breakdown. Jacobson explores how immediate casualties from blast and fire are only the beginning of the catastrophe. Infrastructure collapse, medical system overload, disrupted supply chains, and long-term environmental effects can turn a short event into a prolonged humanitarian disaster. The scenario framing helps readers grasp that even regions not directly targeted would be affected through atmospheric impacts, economic dislocation, and cascading failures in food, energy, and governance. The book also implicitly critiques popular misconceptions that nuclear war is survivable with simple preparations. By emphasizing what happens to communications, transportation, emergency services, and public order, it shows why individual readiness has limits when the systems that sustain modern life fail. This topic is valuable not because it offers survival tips, but because it connects policy choices to lived reality. It strengthens the argument that prevention is the only meaningful mitigation, and that leaders and citizens should evaluate nuclear posture with full awareness of downstream societal consequences. Lastly, what the scenario implies for policy, deterrence, and public responsibility, a final major theme is what a vivid scenario reveals about the strengths and weaknesses of nuclear deterrence. Jacobson does not merely say nuclear war would be awful, a point everyone accepts. Instead, the book uses procedural detail to show where deterrence depends on fragile assumptions, accurate warning, stable communications, rational interpretation, and disciplined control over complex organizations. The scenario highlights the gap between theoretical models and real-world constraints, suggesting that accidents, misread signals, or limited attacks can produce outcomes far beyond what either side intends. This has policy implications across arms control, command and control modernization, launch readiness, and crisis diplomacy. It also reframes public responsibility. Nuclear strategy is often treated as the domain of experts, yet democratic oversight matters because posture decisions are ultimately political choices. By making the machinery of escalation comprehensible, the book encourages readers to ask better questions about alert status, no first use debates, secure second strike forces, and the role of communication hotlines. The underlying message is that reducing nuclear risk requires both technical safeguards and sustained political attention, especially during international crises. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want to understand nuclear risk in practical, operational terms. Policymakers and staffers, military history and security enthusiasts, journalists, students of international relations, and any citizen who senses the issue is important but feels shut out by jargon. It can benefit a reader's life by replacing vague dread with informed clarity. By showing how warnings are processed, how choices narrow under time pressure, and how escalation can become self-reinforcing, it helps readers evaluate headlines about crises, modernization, and arms control with sharper judgment. That clarity can translate into more grounded civic engagement and more realistic expectations about what governments can and cannot manage once events start moving. Compared to many similar books that focus on theory, ideology, or Cold War anecdotes, Nuclear War, a scenario stands out for its procedural realism and narrative urgency. The scenario format makes complex systems memorable without requiring technical background, and it connects high-level policy to concrete human consequences. If you are choosing one contemporary book to understand why preventing nuclear war is not merely a moral stance, but a systems imperative, this is a compelling purchase. If you would like to support Annie Jacobson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.